Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and today I want to talk about the problems and the perils of perfection. Folks, there may be a million, maybe a billion scenarios for how someone becomes the founder of a business. But regardless of variability, there is one part of every venture that almost by definition will not vary. In the beginning, and often for some time afterwards, the founder will do all the jobs first. The founder will be the first to do all the jobs. If you're one of those founders like I was, you were the first receptionist. You were the first salesperson. You were the first accountant. You were the first janitor. But you didn't become a business owner to answer the phone, pay the bills, or sweep the floor. You did those jobs because at that moment, in the beginning, you were the smallest of business entities, an entrepreneurial quirk, a team of one. Well, you have every right now to look back on those days with great pride. Starting a business from scratch and growing it to a success story is a modern-day Herculean feat accomplished against all odds. But there is one perilous byproduct of the founder being the first to do all those jobs. They were all done perfectly. When every time you did those jobs, the result was perfect. So, how could perfect be a problem? Well, it isn't if you're always going to be the one to do those jobs yourself. If you always do them, perfect isn't a problem. Because you saw every task through your eyes. Because of that, the process you used, as well as the results you achieved, became the benchmark for how those tasks should forever be done. That's right. Since you were the only judge of your work, in your eyes, it was perfect. And I call that founder's perfection, or FP for short. Unfortunately, as your business grows, FP can morph into a problematic management paradigm I call failure to delegate, or FTD. Here's what it sounds like when a founder has FTD. Never mind, I'll just do it myself. All the while you're thinking, that way I know it'll get done right. Perfection, right? Or this one, how about this? Just forget it, I don't have time to show you. And here's another one. I know how this customer likes it, so I'd better do it myself. Folks, beyond your own grasp, there is no such thing as business perfection. There is no such thing as business perfection outside of your hand. So why are you expecting it in others? Well, it's quite likely you don't realize that you are expecting perfection of others until FTD prevents your business from achieving its growth goals. The good news is there's a cure for FTD, but you have to convert from a founder expecting perfection into a delegating CEO seeking excellence. The bad news is abandoning perfection doesn't come easy for most founders, and I am one of those. It took me a long time to get over the FTD scenario, the FTD syndrome, the FTD disease. I had failure to delegate, and it was a problem. So, folks, your business can't grow until you become a delegator. I learned this myself. And you can't delegate until you stop chasing the illusion of business perfection. This will be on the test, folks. As long as FP, as long as founder perfection is causing FTD, failure to delegate, the founder will be a 100% extension of that business. But once you forego perfection in favor of excellence, delegation, and therefore business progress is possible. Beyond your own ability to make the shift from perfection to excellence, successful delegating begins with a hiring process. This is something I've talked a lot about on the show. You can't delegate to and expect perfection from people who aren't capable of being excellent. If you're not hiring, if in the interview process, in the search process, if you're not hiring people who not only are capable of doing your work, but capable of you giving them responsibility, if they're not capable of taking that responsibility and performing it in an excellent way, not a perfect way, but an excellent way, then you've hired the wrong person. So you have to hire the right people. You have to train them to do the work. You have to show them what excellence, not perfection, what excellence looks like, and then you allow them to flourish. Yes, my friends, your people will sometimes fall short of excellence in spite of their best efforts. It happens all the time. We all do. They won't be perfect. They won't even always be excellent. Sometimes they'll fall short. And that's when you employ the delegating CEO's most powerful leadership tool. You've heard me talk about this before. The most powerful leadership tool is redemption. When that person falls short of excellence, instead of firing them or yelling at them or whatever you do, help that person regain excellence by asking what I call the quest for excellence question. The quest for excellence question. What did we learn? You have to learn how to ask that question. If you can become a delegator, and then you can help your people seek excellence, not perfection. If you can teach them, if you can talk to them about how, when they fall short, when you can ask them, what did we learn? That's when your business will take off. Because business perfection is an expensive illusion. Business excellence, on the other hand, is not only real, it's the performance level you and your team should be seeking. Very important to become a delegator. When I became a delegator, my world changed, my life changed, my business changed. And it only happened when I realized that I was the only one in my company who could be perfect. My people, they were excellence. They could seek excellence. And that was good enough. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.